For about 6 years, from the time I was about 12 until I was about 18, I used to spend a fair amount of time at the town dump with a couple of my friends. We would sneak in after it was closed, which wasn't hard to do, and explore and horse around. Sometimes we would find discarded pornographic magazines, which was good. Once, a friend of mine found a full-length leather coat, and he wore it into a pawn shop, and the owner offered to give him $25 and a bass drum with a painting of a waterfall on it for the coat. He didn't do it. Another thing we liked to do at the dump was destroy things. To do at the back then was destroy things.
There was no sense.
Some things were bad for the environment, so just about anything you can imagine was thrown away. From time to time, we would find 55-gallon drums of ink or solvents from a local printing plant, and we would pry off the lids and knock them over. Other times, we found TV sets and smashed in the picture tubes, which is how I learned the difference between explosion and implosion.
I can remember
finding a pile of discarded fluorescent light tubes about 5 or 6 feet long. And we threw them around and watched them break. Once, there was an old car down there, and we took pieces of pipe, smashed out the windows and the windshield, and beat the living hell out of the body. Speaking of cars, once, we found an abandoned car in the woods. We noticed it for a few days, then decided to look inside.
And then the keys were in it.
We started it up and took it driving into the trees and backing it into the trees until we smashed the hell out of it. Then we turned off the engine and left it there. If someone was planning on coming back for it, they sure got a big surprise. It still ran. But it looked pretty bad.